Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Audio Mirror Podcast. Welcome to another edition of the Audio Mirror Podcast. This is the podcast for, actually, it's April 3rd, 2006. Please forgive my voice. I've just returned from a whirlwind weekend, and it has been the most amazing weekend of my life. I just took a trip to New York, and had a brief time in New York City, and I want to share some of my experiences there, some of my kind of impressions and so I hope that you all will enjoy these. I don't know actually if this is going to end up being a multiple part series, or a multi-part series, or if it will all be in one podcast. We'll find out when the podcast is over, right? Because you just never know with me. I'm just one of these people that, well, you just never know. Okay. Now, let me give you a bit of background about why I went to New York, and why I just took this impulsive trip, as it were, to New York City. Okay. Well, I've always wanted to go to New York. My cousin Laura lived in New York for quite a while. Well, for a few years, actually. She was a nanny. And when I was small, she would always talk about New York. She would call us and tell us all about New York and tell me all about all the wonders that were New York and are New York. And of course, I loved Annie, the original Annie. And of course, that took place in New York, and she went to Radio City Music Hall, and she went to all these amazing places, and, it was New York, and New York was just the place to be. So I was always determined, it was always my dream to one day go to New York, somehow, some way. Well, then, I was fortunate enough, later in life, last year, June, I believe, to come across this cool website called Blind Cool Tech. And thank you, Larry Scootcon, who found this lovely website and podcast. Now, Hope being Hope didn't know exactly what a podcast was. But then, through Blind Cool Tech, she discovered. And now, as you all know, I now have my own feed. And I was speaking in the third person just then, and I really don't know why. But so, I've gotten to know some lovely people due to Blind Cool Tech and the Blind Cool Tech email list, and two of which happened to be people that I'm sure most of you have heard of and know very well. I'm sure even the podcast is familiar to you. The Malin Slice of Life podcast, Maria Rios and Lynette Tatum. And, we've corresponded via email, and I struck up a friendship with a lot of the BCTers, I would like to think. And, it just so happened that Maria and Lynette live in New York. Well, isn't that nice? And it also just so happened that on March 31st, Yes, it was March 31st. I'm thinking of my arrival into New York in on March 30th. March 31st, 2006, Lynette and Maria had a performance at the Metropolitan Museum of Art because they are part of the Lighthouse Vocal Ensemble. And Hope, completely being impulsive as ever, as Hope is known for, although I've never been this impulsive, thought she would get it into her head that she was going to go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and she was going to see this performance. Well, somehow, after much finagling and help from... I would like to thank Michael Jones. Michael Jones is another blind, cool tech individual. And he was absolutely invaluable because he helped with trying to find tickets and trying to find websites that were accessible for purchasing these tickets. And he was just an all-around enthusiast in this whole thing. So I would like to thank you. And, now, you'll know him as J. Michael Jones, for those of you on the BCT list that are wondering who I'm talking about. Another individual that I met from Blind Cool Tech and the Blind Cool Tech email list was Megan Kelly of Meg's Melange of Random Ramblings. Now, Megan Kelly and I also struck up a friendship. And look, Megan Kelly happens to also live in New York. So Megan Kelly and I, along with Michael Jones' help, schemed up this little scheme that Hope was going to get to New York. Now let me give you some background. Hope had never been to New York at all. Hope had barely ever been out of the state of Ohio, and Hope certainly had never... I'm speaking in the third person again. All right. Well, I, up until this point, had never flown by myself at all. When I, you know, the little flying that I had done in the past was about one time that I remember. Now, there were times when I was a baby, but that doesn't count. I flew to Florida with my mother and her then fiancé. Now, they are not even speaking, but for their wedding. And then we flew right back again. Actually, my brother was there as well, and some others. So I was not alone. But I was going to do this because I was going to make this happen. New York was calling me. And I with help, it happened. Now, Lynette and Maria of the Mullen Slice of Life podcast didn't know that Hope was coming because it was all going to be a surprise. You know, just to go and support them and show them that, you know, that they have support. They had support, and Megan and I wanted to do this. And so we devised a little plan, and to make a long story short, the little plan was me leaving from Toledo Express Airport, a very, very, very small airport, flying into Cincinnati, which is actually northern Kentucky, but they call it Cincinnati because Cincinnati is the largest city nearest this airport. And now, this is an interesting story. I flew into Cincinnati, and ironically, my flight attendant's name was Jennifer. Now, this doesn't seem all that, you know, that you're going, okay, so. All right, Larry. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because Jennifer was telling me that she had just, you know, helped, you know, dealt with another visually impaired individual. And, he had a dog, and he was trying to find his gate. And I guess that she helped him find his gate, or she was one of the people that helped. Well, Jennifer had a very familiar voice. I couldn't figure out why. And somehow, and I said, "Oh, Because we actually, my gate was 17B as well, only it wasn't, it was the Cincinnati airport, it was the, you know, international airport, so it was a different airport. But I said, oh, that's kind of funny, because this is the same gate that, a gentleman that I kind of, sort of know, through Blind Cool Tag. I mean, we all sort of know you, Larry, through your podcasts and things, but, you know, had, and he... And I was just commenting because she comments on the visually impaired thing. And, somehow the name ScootCon came up, and I can't remember now how. And she said, wait a minute, ScootCon? And I said, yes. And she goes, I remember that name. You know, there was a gentleman called ScootCon that I helped not long ago. And that's the same gentleman. And I said, wait a minute, did he have, so? And he had a dog, and she said, yes, he was on his way to LAX, International Airport. And I went, are we talking about Larry ScootCon? Because, and so, yes, indeed, at least that's what she believes it to be, because, I mean, really, how many ScootCons are there? We were in Kentucky. I mean, it was Cincinnati International, it was not Louisville. In, you know, airport or anything like that, but Jennifer, and I, and honestly, I have to tell you, and I didn't get through all of Larry's airport podcast, when I began my flight, so I hadn't gotten to this bit, but Jennifer's voice did sound familiar, I will say, and then, but Larry didn't start talking about a Jennifer until the end, and I hadn't gotten there yet. That's why I compared the two, And I'm telling you, it's the same person. I could be completely wrong in this, but I don't think so, because really, how many other ScootCons are there with a visual impairment, with a dog, going to LAX recently? I mean, really. So, that was cool for me. So that was the first part of my adventures to New York. It's quite cool. So, then my flight was delayed. It was just great. But into LaGuardia International Airport. But I managed to make it very late Thursday night. Megan Kelly and her family graciously hosted me, and I want to thank them again for that. You know, they were really, really sweet about it. And then Friday, which was March 31st, we went to the city. I got my first true taste of New York City. We took the train from Long Island, and we took the Long Island Railroad, and we went into the city. We disembarked, whatever, at Penn Station in New York City. And we waited for a cab, and we got a cab. And as you will hear, this is my sightseeing tour of my first taste and everything of the city. Because truly, when I got off at Penn Station, that was the first of the city for me. So I want you all to enjoy this. I really hope that you all do. You'll get a taste of the, there's a cab on every corner in the city. And as we leave Penn Station, you'll see. And you'll get descriptions, wonderful descriptions from Megan's mother. Of what's around and what's happening, and you'll get some, just the whole ambiance of the city. And I hope that you all enjoy this, because I'm just playing it now, it just brings back so many fond, happy memories. And I hope they won't be my last. So, hello, New York.
Hi, we're back. Welcome to Hope, live from New York. Again. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be. This is going to be either. But it's, we're going to be exiting the train because we have reached...
We have reached
our destination. Almost. Oh, closing my purse and I Well, we're not exiting just yet. Yeah, mine did too. Just now. Wow. Like, you can delete some of it if you want.
Like, this I may have deleted. Yeah, it's only a couple hours. Yeah, we're not there yet.
Right.
This is it. Young Station, last stop. We'll pass to this exit here. Break your head. It's going to be the same stop in about one.
That's cool. Like, that kind of stuff is just cool. Is that the conductor? That was such a Brooklyn thing. Oh. Distinctive. Where's your mom? Actually, it was just kind of cool. It was just like something, you know, different.
Aunt Sally called and said she has a She wanted to know if we wanted a cab. She wanted her to get, she wanted to get us a cab.
From where? From here?
Yeah, we'll go.
Okay,
step out.
You said yes or no?
I did miss her phone call. Miss one. I'm sorry,
got this.
All right.
Where are you?
Okay, right here.
Okay.
We're in the Central Florida.
Okay. Okay.
This is the Central Florida of a Penn Station.
Okay.
You can smell all the yummy food.
Yeah.
Stand by
6:13.
Please stand clear of the closing train doors on track 16 and the
Olivore
track 16.
We're gonna go out and can't get in Stelly over here. See if we can take in some of these people.
Change in Babylon for
Very, can you tell how crowded it is?
Yeah. This is just amazing, though.
It's like the whole city underneath.
Yeah.
I told you the first time I was here, I thought it was a city.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Megan Good.
But it does, I'm sorry, it does look like a city underneath, though. It's just, you know?
There are trains.
Truly, and there's all these like restaurants and people and.
Okay, we're gonna veer to the right.
The ground is almost like pavement. Like. Uh-huh. 10:14. Stay clear of the closing train doors on track 20. Can't be over track
20. Like steak places and like.
Oh yeah, there's like regular like Charlie's restaurants and things. Well, let me see the time. It's 5:45. So it's probably going to take us, I'm sure the museum will have something, because it's going to take us, it'll take us a while to get a cab, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. We need to get some kind of, I can't believe I forgot my camera.
Let's go over by the Hudson News, there's a stand.
Yeah, that's what, the big one when you come in with the
flag. Oh, yeah, we passed that one. Yeah. But there's a news stand right here in my back.
This is just amazing.
Do you need to start the cameras?
Okay.
You like escalators?
Escalators are cool.
Okay. That's okay. Sorry. Okay. Hop up. I'll go first. You guys look behind me. How'd you do?
Oh, good.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
Meg, I'm with Hope and you're behind us, okay? So.
Mom, you know what I forgot?
What?
Carol.
I know, I did too, because I changed pockets.
So
right now, but I'm coming to the top.
Okay.
Meg, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, here's Cam. Here we are, Meg. Keep coming forward.
Oops. Are we closer to the street now?
No, we're still on the street. Alright, we have cameras here.
That's what I was talking about.
And that's
the You want a digital? Or
just disposable, because digital will be probably like over 50 or something.
I don't know. I have no idea how much they're going to get. How much are the cameras? Cheapest price?
It's
this one right here?
No, this one.
Okay, 13? Okay.
Okay, that's fine. That's
all right. And there's a. And this is this a digital? Sort of a digital?
You don't care if it's on the computer, right?
I don't care.
No. All right, we'll get this one.
Uh-huh.
All right. Can you stay with Hope? I'll get it, Hope. It's my present.
Oh! It's my mistake for forgetting.
Yes, the best deal we get all day.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're both so sweet. She totally did not have to do that.
Does she have my number?
I doubt it.
Aww.
Are
you going to take
this? Thank you so much. You're very welcome. Let me pull in Skelly right now.
Well, let's dropped a something. Hold on.
I dropped a quarter. Oh, nickel.
I hear it.
I'll get it. Oh, you got it.
I think I got it.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, girls. We're going to head up and see if we can find a cab. And if not, I'll pull in Skell. All right. Skell. Yeah. One arm. Next.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you got that right.
Oh, I thought you were interested.
Uh-huh. Can I walk with you? You smell good. Where are you going? You know? Wow. I'm just totally amazed. All right. Come on. Yeah, I was half there. Okay. Now I'm all the way.
I'm still one step ahead of you.
Exactly, right? My toes were there.
Your toe was there, yes.
Yeah, you can feel the, you can definitely feel the air. Wow. We are walking just out of Penn Station. Wow, are you recording?
I sure am.
We are outside now in wherever.
We're in New York City on, I don't know what street we came out of.
Really, what we're on, Some Avenue. 4th and 8th. Okay.
Well, aren't there two different exits? So I just
want to go
between
32nd
and
3rd. I'm
fine. We're right in front of you.
We are?
Yeah, it was like you don't have to speak you over there, okay? Madison is
It's long, but it's going very fast. So
Madison's Square Garden is like right above the
Wow. Wow.
All right, meet you in front of the in front of the museum. Okay, love you.
Well, it'd be silly for us to go all the way down.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, I didn't think she was planning.
No, she said she was going to try if we couldn't get a cab. She's going to get a cab. I haven't talked to you. She's my office assistant.
I haven't really gotten the sense. She just said things with that tumor.
Oh. Yeah.
I said, girls, let's go.
Oh, well, you kind of sort of.
Yeah, I just kind of walked away.
Okay. Wait, let me get on the other side because this will be easier. Okay. That's okay, you got to see my jacket for a second.
Oh, I didn't. I thought that was.
Don't worry, that was me. No, that was me. Don't worry. It was me. You're alright. Some random person. Take a seat.
Well, this is your trip.
Well, actually.
And now they have these new things. They're like, it's a bicycle with like a little seat in the back.
Oh, okay.
It's like a rickshaw. You know what a rickshaw looks like? Yeah, but I'm telling you about.
You said new things.
Well, they have relatively new. They're not having.
It's new for me.
No, the whistling is there. They whistle for cancer.
Really?
Yeah, there's somebody here who's like,
yeah, this is wow.
Oh, I have to do twice.
Awesome, right?
It is.
Across in Pennsylvania. And if you look behind you, no, you can't see Times Square.
But we're by Madison Square Garden.
And let's see. So we're right by Fashion Avenue, 7th Avenue, which is Fashion Avenue. Like where the model cafe. I can't believe Fashion Cafe, I think, is here. It's still around. It's like where the and then I don't know if you're going to be ready for a cab ride, New York City crazy cab ride.
Yeah, I'm good actually. Even the shoes are good. I know, and I'm like, I'm gonna be walking in the city. I don't want to be wearing like heels that are gonna kill me.
Well, we're really not gonna do that much walking because we're gonna take the cab.
True.
It's really not that much to do.
See, we were talking about it. Actually, what were we?
Did she say it sounded like she wants to go out?
Well, here's the thing.
She doesn't know yet.
Yeah, but when they find out, we'll go. Which is basically what they said. Or we would do something.
And we'll Daddy does not want to.
So, we had words about that. And then,
he wants to
nobody told us about it. And then we
have
to have an urgent staff meeting, which
I
haven't had in like 5 years.
We'll be fine.
I know. It's just a matter of I want to make sure
they call me.
I'm all brave. I'm like, never been here, but I'm cool. Like, yeah, we're fine.
Well,
I'm you know what it is, Megan? I hear the Lynette walking up, you know, Madison Avenue and stuff like that, and it's like, that just looks, she makes it look so easy.
I know. That's where Sally works. She works on Madison Avenue.
Oh, okay.
She's the vice president of the company.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Wow, that's cool. That's excellent.
When he came back from his vacation, he was out for days. He said to me, are you any better? And I said, no, not any better. I said, the situation is the same. Why should I be better? And he said, oh, but I haven't been here. I said, yes, so. So now when I came back from my vacation,
it's pretty easy. When you come out of the train, you just come right out.
He goes, we got to adjust the medication.
No, you would.
I said, no, we got to adjust the place I work.
Well, that's the answer. Silly for me, but we were going to take the subway. But I don't know what line the subway is for.
Right. They have a stupid they have. Then I'm usually fine. And now I haven't been fine in 3 weeks. But now he's a little a bump.
Wow.
He got a promotion a while ago, and he never told me. And somebody said to me, how does he want this worded in the newsletter? I said, well, how does he want what worded in the newsletter? No.
His promotion.
It's not a big deal.
Yes, I did.
But I had no intention of it. 5th and 82nd, right? Or 84th? Or something? I know it's 100 or 1000 Fifth Avenue. In the Sackler Wing. I need to, like, possibly change the batteries or something. Well, I mean, I guess that's where...
No, it's
not.
Okay. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Museum of Art, 5th and 82nd.
Thank you.
And then, like, each of the blocks is dedicated to a, like, a different...
There's, like, different districts.
Like, yeah, like, there's...
The Diamond District.
The Flower District, and then there's a district that has, like, old Chinese restaurants, Korea, it's called, like, the Korean District. When we used to walk to Baruch, Megan would, like, throw up.
Not really. It was very Sean
Fisher. Yeah, we used to try to go down the block that was the flower block.
Oh.
And they were, it was amazing. It's just, like, all these, like, plants all over the place. And then there's one that's just belts and accessories. A whole block.
That's incredible.
Just accessories. I don't think most of them are just...
Wholesale.
I don't think.
Yeah,
most of the signs say wholesale only.
We saw a keychain.
Right. Remember the keys? The keychain.
Never found it again. Yeah. I used to be into keychains.
Me too.
Wow.
I did. I had a whole bunch of different. I had a keychain once that played all these cool sound effects.
Awesome.
My mom got it from somewhere. I don't remember where.
We're on. This is Broadway. So you're riding on Broadway.
Wow. Does it have a little red light on it? Is it actually recording? It does?
Yep.
Excellent.
Big fat red light.
Thanks. You don't mind, do you?
No.
It's a little late now, isn't it?
You just, you know, might be podcasting.
I promise. If I do use it for anything, it will be.
Hey, do you guys edit your podcast a little bit? Get rid of all the nonsense.
All the extraneous stuff.
I don't know how to edit, but
I'll help you.
I'll learn one of these days, yeah.
I'll give you a WavePad /studio recorder teacher. That's what we were going to do.
Oh, you're right.
We can still do it.
Tomorrow.
Exactly.
Okay. This is... Oh, no, not yet.
Do we need to tell somewhere yet? I can't tell. Yep. Wow. Yeah, I forgot we were going to do that today. I got so caught up in Michael Jordan and Skype. Yeah,
there's Macy's.
Oh, nice.
It's a very... How many blocks is it?
It's a...
Macy's
city block.
Macy's is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a whole city block.
Wow.
And we'll be coming up to Times Square.
Wow, excellent. Right, okay.
So she's like, I can't walk. I'm gonna faint.
Oh. Wow.
Did we get a cab? Oh, and now we're passing the Chrysler building is to the left.
Ah.
To the right. To the right of the Chrysler building.
The song, you know,
from Annie.
Yeah.
From Annie, yes. To the top of the Chrysler building.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
We'll be fast if we go through the Center Park, okay?
Okay, that's
fine. Otherwise, we will never get there.
That's fine. That's fine. That will be exciting.
That's excellent,
we're
actually.
We're going to go through Central Park.
Wow.
We have an out-of-towner here.
Yeah.
Somebody from Ohio, so. That will be exciting.
It will. It will truly be. I guess I'll just leave this in. It looks like you got to cut it open or something.
Oh, yeah, the camera.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mom, you're going to have to do some picture taking.
Yes. I'll take pictures of you.
Don't cut off people's heads.
Yeah.
She's very good at...
Yeah, and I was going to say, I believe Aunt Stella's there, but Aunt Stella's worse than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Stella's shorter than I am.
Yeah, and my mom's up barely 5 feet, I think. Right, Mom? You're barely 5 feet.
I'm 5 feet, exactly.
See, everybody's little. I'm so huge.
Well, not next to Mr. Kelly.
Yeah, my dad's 6'2".
Really?
6'2½, yes. So he's a taller.
Ah.
How tall are you, Hope? 5'8"?
No, I'm only like 5'5", maybe. I'm not huge. I mean, these shoes make me look bigger than taller than I am.
Uh-huh.
I think we just... I'm like, what, 5'3", I guess?
You're 5'3". 5'3", 5'4"?
You're not, like, little.
Just, you're
is petite.
She is very petite. Lynette is little too.
Yeah. I know, she's always...
Radio City Musical.
Wow.
Well, things you read about.
NYC. It's Annie. I'm thinking of Annie.
Yay.
And the Malin's Life podcast.
Yeah. You hear all about it.
Yeah, but she's walking up Madison and then up 5th and 20... I don't even know. I mean... And she does it so effortlessly. She's just like, da-la-la-la. And I'm thinking... And she's talking while she's walking. Like, it's just a...
Yeah.
Walk in the park.
Yeah. Well, she lives in the city, right?
That's true, yeah. She's so used to
where
it.
Where does Lynette live?
I don't forget. Somewhere uptown.
Okay. Now, this is where it kind of cuts off, because we're driving through Central Park, but... unfortunately, the file kind of cuts off right in the middle in this particular case. And it would have been kind of strange to give you just a sort of an end of something. So I just wanted to end here by, you know, letting you all know that if you want to contact me, you may do so on the brand new BCT email list. Yay! We're okay. Also, you can email me at musicofhope@buckeye-express.com. You can also call the Audio Mirror comment line, and that number is 206-202-3358. You may visit the blog page at musicofhope.libsyn.com, as some of you do to get these direct downloads. I hope you enjoyed the trip into the city on the way to the Met. Don't worry, it's not over yet. But this particular part is over. But if I give it to you all now, then there won't be anything to look forward to later, will there? So, I leave you now, but never forever. So, I hope you all enjoyed. I most certainly did. And if you want to know what I was using to record that recording, I was actually using the Edirol R1. And I kind of was using... Well, there was no kind of about it. I was using some Sound Professionals, those in-ear binaural microphones that Larry used to use. Thank you, Larry! If it hadn't been for you, I would have never known about those microphones. So yes, part 2 will be coming very soon. But I had to put up an audio mirror for your enjoyment, so as I said, I truly do hope you all enjoyed it. And I'll be speaking to you soon. Bye!